You're with Fenella Kernebone, here on RN, and this is By Design.
Now, today's In the Field heads to Portugal with Monocle 24, where Jimenez Lai has been selected as the winner of the first Lisbon Triennale Millennium BCP Debut Award. And it's an award that distinguishes a young architect for their original design thinking and the pursuit of critical ideas. The jury said that Lai had a thought-provoking approach to what is a crucial element to the future of architecture. So Monocle's Aled John spoke with Jimenez about the award and also the role of art in design thinking.
I guess from the Triennale's point of view, they were trying to transform the Lifetime Award into the Debut Award, and maybe the Lifetime Award indicates that I could get hit by a car, go out, get hit by a car, and that's okay. And Debut Award, something that expects the person who receives it to have a promising future and, you know, to basically not die. No, I have to say, like my peers, I worked, you know, hard, and there is an accumulated body of work that perhaps evoked a sense of confidence that something good will come in the future.
We'll look at the content of your work in a moment, but first, I wonder if you think your work chimes with the narrative of the Triennale itself, that's of investigation, of asking questions, of looking into contemporary spatial practice.
When it comes to tactics, not system, I think, you know, there's something about my work that I like to impose as a provocateur. I like asking questions with a tongue-in-cheek sensibility. I love comedy, and maybe there's something about it that resonated with the committee that I enjoy asking questions.
So tell me about some of the work that you've produced, which they've drawn upon. You've got a fairly diverse, broad range of work. What's the latest thing you've been working on?
Last year, I published a book called Citizens of No Place with Princeton Architectural Press. Effectively, this book is a comic book. Part of the reason why I thought comic book was a good idea was because, you know, architecture is, it gets translated as a two-dimensional representational project. And so the effects of line drawing, the effects of composition, the ideas around theory, I think these questions are sort of told through stories, and therefore the composition of stories as well as the graphic composition really drew to me. So that's one aspect of my work, the comic book, and it became published last year. Another train of thought within my work is, I guess, I've been calling it super furniture. These things are kind of too big to be furniture, but too small to be architecture. And what they are they're installations. But as I have not been commissioned to make buildings, and also because I have, I guess, too much energy to spend, I have been, you know, finding ways to build these installation projects that I call super furniture. And one of them that I built was a result of a competition in Los Angeles from this group, Materials and Applications. And I built a room that rotated, you know, once an hour. So every 15 minutes, somebody becomes parallel with the ground. And it would be asking questions about the relationship between plans and sections.
It seems to me there's a balance between, in your work, there's a balance between art and architecture, or art and design, maybe better put. You define yourself as an architect. How do you keep yourself on that side of the line?
Of course, you know, the service of architecture, but I'm really, really interested in the art of architecture, right? Because if we were to be thinking about social responsibility, I believe the art of architecture is part of that, you know, the description or the transcription of culture is often done so in the form of edifice. And I think, you know, when future generations, our current generation, study the past, the making of city is a part of that, and the documentation of the art of the time, I believe to be incredibly important. And this is what drew me towards the art of architecture. And so perhaps my work might come off as looking like, you know, art, but it's because I'm interested in these questions.
Is poking fun at the world of architecture a big part of that for you?
I think so, because you know, there's a sense of stability that I'd like to question whenever someone asks a difficult question or a funny question. It gradually and slowly changes our view a thing that we take for granted. And to me, you know, this contributes to the you know, eventual evolution of the culture of a thing. Language is that way too. I think eventually Americans sound American, not just overnight.
You're striding across the lines. It's comedy, it's art, it's architecture, the art of architecture. Are you moving towards a position where you would like to work on buildings or structures as well, not just installations?
That's right. The predecessors that I look at that came before me, you know, engage in, let's say, thoughts that borderline philosophy, I would say. And it is because of the formulation of a strong position early in their career, they're able to make their work look a certain way, sound a certain way. And as I have studied such a pattern, that's what I was doing over the last, I mean, the first, I guess, 5-10 years of my career. And hopefully buildings will come.
Fascinating. So using a kind of platform of art almost, or sort of structural design, which can be interpreted as art, to then propel yourself to create a voice for yourself, which then you will use in future architectural projects.
I think eventually what it boils down to are, I guess, you know, within the drawings, within the comics, within the installations, I guess gradually started a few really fundamental questions emerged, such as relationship with the ground, such as articulation of surface versus mass. I think, you know, as I learned these things, these are definitely thoughts that are applicable to buildings.
Just finally, Jimenez, if you could define a narrative of your work, a broader story perhaps, one that I'm sure the judging committee were interested in, what would that be?
That's a difficult question because I don't really know, first of all. And one rumor I heard from one of the jury members was that the selection process went by process of elimination, and mine was the only maybe. whereas, you know, they were quickly able to find arguments against one way or another, but they initially wanted to create a bracket of maybes, but I guess the bracket of maybe turned out to be the bracket of one.
That's their view. What's your view? What's your story that you're trying to tell over the course of your work so far?
That, you know, there's something to be said about optimism. And when I say optimism, there's both the evidence of joy in the work and also the evidence of love for the world. And I think the evidence of joy in the work could be several things. It could look like the person clearly really enjoyed working on this project, and I do, and I think the work speaks that. And the love for the world is another aspect of it. I tend not to be overly critical, even though I am very critical of many things, but because of the love of the world, I want to find ways to be positive when it comes to the contribution to the society that I love so much.
And that's designer Jimenez Lai after winning the first Lisbon Triennale Millennium BCP Debut Award. And our thanks to Monocle24 and the interviewer Aled John. You can find some links to that on our website.